Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you owe reparation.
You owe me, homie.
Yes, you owe reparation.
You owe, and you gon' pay.
You owe us back.
Give it here, give it here.
Yeah. Gon' pay.
Give it up.
You owe us back.
Give it here, give it here.
Yeah. Gon' pay. Give it up.
I'm a lover and a fighter, looks like an all-nighter. We can rumble, call me queen of the jungle. I'm worse than Storm, a cat woman. You can call me Lord Harry, Lord Harry and Tubman. They say you better bury, I ain't burying nothing. We want reparations, you gon' give up something. So make preparations, cause I ain't leaving you with nothing. No, I can't take you with me, but I can leave it for my turn. Just like you did yours when you burst across the shores, when you took us from my land. So we can build yours, but then you stole that too. They said Messiah, you started in trouble, they want me to hold back too. But take a look at our history, let's go back through. Take a moment to listen to me. I don't know about you, but I can't forget what it did to me and the original crew. They got our peeps in the penitentiary. They targeting our youth. We better wake up or eventually we're gonna be through.
Isn't there a statute of limitations? Must we still be expected to pay reparations? Look at you. You're like Lazarus begging for our crumbs. You're getting hazardous, standing out there with your thumbs, begging for a ride. If that ain't the pot, calling the kettle black, we ain't gonna stop till we settle that. We got the block for a lot. We taking our people back.
Arafia, greetings and Hotep. Welcome, welcome to the Care to Read Room. This is a special featured night in honor of National Women's Day. We are going to be featuring the return of Harriet Tubman, Miss Moses. Moses, as you saw the feature show today that started on a series, a short series of the Underground Railroad. In honor of the Underground Railroad, we're bringing Harriet Tubman back, the new modern-day Harriet Tubman, as we feature the hero, the champion of today's time, Harriet Tubman. She's returning today in her full way as she's been channeled today, coming to your radio today, Harriet Tubman, because of the fact that she wants to do the story justice by telling the story from her perspective. Pardon me as we get into acting positions so we can prepare to channel Miss Harriet Tubman. Miss Harriet Tubman is going to tell you what she thinks about the movie that's being featured on the short series and how she would tell the story from her perspective. Pardon me as we take a few moments to prepare as we go into character. Go down, Moses, and tell, O Pharaoh, to let my people go. Oppressed so hard that they could not stand, let my people go. If you don't, we'll smite your firstborn dead. Go down, Moses, and let my people go. This here is Harriet going to talk about what I think of this new movie. Yes, 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 I see. The queen from North Carolina had to be sent in to tell them about the Geechee people and how they fix their mouth to talk like us talking, and to show them the hairdos that they must wear to fit for the Geechee Gullah people, and the clothing and wardrobe too. Now, hair gonna tell you like a T.I. is, because see, I'm a Geechee Gullah, and I know more so than those folks on that television. And sometimes they don't bring the whole truth to the television. I'm going to bring the whole truth to the telephone this evening. This had Tubman talking about the Underground Railroad. See, I was there. So I would know. I was the nurse on call. And I'm going to take you back because you listened to my other videos. I'm sure you did. If you didn't, go back and review them because Hank going to tell you really what happened. Now, as you know, the North Carolinas was where all the Geechee Gullah folk came from. They didn't have to get shipped over on no riverboat or no good ship, Jesus. They was already here in the North Carolina area. You see that there? Do you understand what I'm saying? They were here building mass ships and building the sails and working on the cargo and the machinery. They were here already. They didn't have to be transported over here. I want you to know one more other thing. See, Ham come from a strong line of those Geechee Gullah. And we talk like this here because we kept a little bit of our African bilingual, some call it pig lingo, and we try to add it to that English that's a bastard language. And sometimes we bastard it up too when we would try to speak it. But we knew we weren't going to forget about our name, our lineage, our name, just like Kunta Kinte was beaten to forget his name. We won't forget about our name. We know our name was no doggone Gilmore, Montgomery. We had African names, and our African names meant something. It meant that the men were kings. They all were named after the great kings in our country. Okay? And the women knew that they were more than just a surname. We knew we came from something greater than that. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Hold on. Don't rush, Harriet. They're going to take her time now. Just sit down and listen. Listen. God's trying to tell me something. I'll put my finger up in the air, and I know which way the wind going to blow. Hold on now. Don't rush me. I see. Okay. Now, I'm sitting up here on this porch, and the wind is blowing and it gives me direction of which direction to go in. See, we didn't have no maps back then. We didn't have no books to read. So what did we go on? Come on, somebody tell me, what did we go on? We went on our mother wit. What you say? What is mother wit? Boy, because we didn't go to school, don't mean we was nobody's fool. We had mother wit. Our mother taught us things, put it in our spirit, told us to close it as tight as we can, don't stop it from breathing, that when we need to call upon it, call upon our memory, and the spirit will come and pick us up, and pick us up strong, and remind us that lest we forget anything. Now, I want to tell you something. There's some heroes out there, and there's some wannabes. Now, it's time that they have resurrected here, and I'm here to stay now. They done made a big mistake because they done showed me on every kind of television show you can think of. They done put me on the screen. I'm here now. Ain't no sending me back. Y'all got me for the long run. So you might as well just sit down and listen for a spell because hair's out the box now. Praise be to the Most Alive. I say praise be to the Most High, Oladuya Moray. That's right, that's our black God. And back there in the times when we would sit down in the woods, we didn't call upon no Jesus. We didn't know nothing about no Jesus. Now, don't none of y'all niggas out there tell me you knew something about sweet Jesus, because you didn't know nothing about Jesus, because when you came in, you had the African spirit. You knew about Oromola. And he was the father of all fathers. And Obatala, Shango, Olegba, Ishu, you knew Yaminye. And these were the people you were praising. Let's try to remember back in our Akashic record just who we were calling on. Now, we're going to talk about the great heroes. Don't you think that we allowed those overseers to beat up on us and knock us around? Because some of us didn't take no stuff. We didn't take no whooping up, none of us. We'd fight them back as much as we could because they weren't going to break our spirit. And I'm telling you something today. Some of y'all got contrite spirits. Your spirit's been broken, and you don't know how to stand up. You don't ask nobody for your freedom. Freedom comes by when you take your freedom. You got to take your freedom, every one of y'all. Now, this is for the modern-day Negro who's still here and call themselves free and still living in bondage. I want to free you from the technical racism and the technical slavery, because some of y'all are still caught up in your minds. You don't necessarily have to have no chains on your hands and your feet, but you got the chains on your head and your mind. And I want to free your mind so your butt will follow you and you won't be stuck up in these technical situations where you're owned by corporations and you can't make a move for your people because you're wearing them doggone gym shoes and they're paying for everything you got on your back. So now you a slave to your job. What I say is you a slave to your job. Yes, I said it. And I'm talking to you modern day Africans. We done changed our name from African to African American, from color to Negro. What next? It don't matter what you call yourself. It's what you think about yourself and who you are. Excuse me there. You must know that you are going to take your freedom this time. You ain't got to wait for me to come here to get you together, to get ready to go underground. Some of y'all are thinking about going underground right now. This is a new technology. You don't have to do the same thing I did when I was running around in circles trying to gather up all these people, trying to convince them that they needed freedom. I could have freed a whole lot more had them fools knew that they were in slavery. Some of them didn't even know they needed freedom. Talking about I'm living and working up here in the master's house. How much more free can I get? Oh, I'm free up here. I've got what I want because I'm a melanized woman and I can play the role. Yes, you can. But the blackness, melanin in your flesh and blood will tell you if your brothers and sisters ain't free, you ain't free either. Now let's come together. Let's touch and agree that we understand one another, first of all. If you got one-third black blood in you, you're what? Black. You're black, 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 black. I don't care if you got the third blood in you and you look like you can pass for Miss Daisy as a white woman. When you get to sit down with her, she's going to remind you that you're still a Negro. Now, come up off of it. You can't waste your time looking at color no more. It's your creed. It's the content of your character. It's who you are on the inside. Now, as I begin to tell you, I've been off on a journey for a while. That's right. I took a little vacation, sabbatical, they want to call it. I guess you can call it that. I've been gone. I know that much. But I want you to know the hair came back because this is serious. It's coming on. And I got to warn you before it comes on because I don't want you getting confused. You know, they don't understand that Moses still gotta go down there. Go down Moses and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Oppressed so hard that they could not stand. Let my people go. If you don't, I'll smite your firstborn dead. Go down Moses and let my people go. We got to sing songs. Now, Nina told us that we need movement songs. And I don't see nobody moving nowhere in no direction of freedom. And I don't hear no freedom songs being sung. Where are our freedom songs? Somebody tell me, where are our freedom songs? The freedom songs that we used to sing that would get us through the night. Now, nobody thinks they need any freedom. Everybody thinks they're free. You are not free when you cannot make your own way financially. First of all, that their reparation has to be a part of your life. And if you don't get some reparation soon, you are going to perish anyway. So I tell you that reparation is in order for every one of you. And you got to get some reparation. And I know it, and you know it. Hold on.
Yes, you owe reparation.
You owe me, homie.
Yes, you owe reparation.
You owe, and you gon' pay.
You owe us back.
Give it here, give it here.
Yeah. Gon' pay. Give it up.
Give it here, give it here.
Don't pay, give it up.
I'm a lover and a fighter, looks like an all-nighter. We can rumble, call me queen of the jungle. I'm worse than Storm, a cat woman. You can call me Lord Head, Lord Harry, you tub me. They say you better bury, I ain't burying nothing. We want reparations, you gon' give up something. So make preparations, cause I ain't leaving here with nothing. No, I can't take you with me, but I can leave it for my turn. Just like you did yours when you burst across the shores, when you took it from my land. So we could build yours, but then you stole that too. They said Messiah, you started in trouble, they want me to hold back too. But take a look at our history, let's go back through. Take a moment to listen to me, I don't know about you. But I can't forget what it did to me and the original crew. They got our peeps in the penitentiary, they targeting our youth. We better wake up or eventually, we're gonna be through.
Isn't there a statue of limitations? Must we still be expected to pay reparations? Look at you, you're like Lazarus, begging for a crumb. You're getting hazardous, standing out there with your thumbs, begging for a ride. If that ain't the pot, calling the kettle black. We ain't gonna stop till we settle that. We got the block on lock. We taking our people back.
Follow the dream king, go. Follow the dream king, go. There's a old man coming, coming for to carry me home. See, we got to follow that drinking goal. Wherever that drinking goal may be, we got to follow it in a storm and in a night. Yes, we got to follow the drinking goal. Now, there's some of you that are now watching this series, and you're looking at how powerful these brothers and sisters were when they stood up to opposition, because you've seen so many movies of us when we were dashed down and beaten down, and we didn't fight back. Harris has always told her pistol, I don't care what you say, I've always told my pistol. And I didn't take no stuff off none of them headhunters who were out there looking for me. I told my stuff like I was a man. And I would have wrestled them down like a man had they come upon me, because I wasn't going to let no man take me alive. And I knew they had a bounty out on my head, and they might still have one on there now. And I know I had the highest bounty. That's what made me hold my head up straight and my shoulders back, and I knew I somebody. Say that with me. I somebody. Ted knew in her spirit what I was called here to do. I knew there was a bounty up on my head, and I knew I was called here to free my people. I knew that from the childhood, and I knew upon that time that overseer struck me in my head. Oh, it hurt so bad. I knew I couldn't take no more whoopings. I knew I'd be the only one that would be given whoopings. They would not be whooping up on me no more. And when I got struck upside my head and had them dizzy spells, the Lord would come to me and speak to me and tell me things. Herod, you got to free your people. You got to go forward. I'm going to make the way clear and plain, and I'm going to send the ancestors along with you. How many of you trying to do something without calling on your ancestors? Well, I'm here to tell you, if you don't call on your ancestors, you don't have no way out, no way out, because your ancestors are the sum total of why you're here. They started this thing, and they are going to bring you through it, but you must lean on them and call on them. Call on your ancestors, Eli. They will pick you up. They will make you strong, and they will help you out of this here mess. Y'all are the worst mess than I ever was in. I don't even know which way to tell y'all to begin, because some of y'all are so mixed in and integrated that you don't even know you're slaves. Oh, Lord, help me to be able to tell them which way to go. Help me to be able to open their eyes. Open their eyes, Lord, that they might see. Open their eyes. Some of you have got to wake up. We've been out of slavery, you think now, for over 400 years. And look at how we're slipping back into darkness. Our way is not made plain anymore. We're going to need all the help we can get. Now, don't get confused when you watch this television show, when you see these brothers running around with their guns hanging out and like they're shooting somebody. You got to go undercover. You got to go down in the trenches. You cannot be seen all over town toting your pistol. What kind of fool you want to be? You want to be a dead one? You will be if they catch you walking around, a black man or woman, and toting your stuff and looking too proud. Walk thou style for them. Act like you really lost your mind. My mind is gone. And then they say, that's a fool over there, and they leave you alone. Play their roles for a little bit. And even play their roles until you can get in the big White House and figure out how to turn this thing around. Because y'all in the worst shape y'all ever been in, because a fool that don't know they ain't free, who think they free, will let something come up on them. Now, don't let nothing come up on you. I'm going to pray for you that the Holy Spirit come and rapture you so that you will make it through, because you got a big fight up ahead. The road is difficult up ahead, and I do mean difficult, because some of you don't understand that this here is a fight for all the nation. It is not just a fight to get some of y'all free. You got to open up the way for all your folk to be free. If one of y'all ain't free, none of y'all ain't free. This is a thing called freedom is more than just being able to walk up and down the street. It's freedom in your mind to have your mind to think and to be able to name for yourself, be able to decide for yourself and name who your enemies will be. It's not this kind of thing where somebody got you in their back pocket and you got to believe and say like a mockingbird everything they believe you should say. Now you ain't even got your mind. Your mind is all tangled up in the white folks' concern. Don't be tangled up in the white folks' concern. They're going to always have issues that they're dealing with. You get out of their concern and find you some business of your own. Did you hear what I said? Because, see, when you get so entangled up in their business, you don't know what the hell is going on in your own backyard. Now, get your mind together, as I tell you, the real story. See, when I first decided that I was going to run, it was after that there, overseer struck me. I knew he couldn't put his hands on me no more, because I'd been done killed the Negro, even though he ain't black. He would be black when I got through with him. So I made my mind up that I was going to run. And when I told my mama and papa, they were scared for me. They were real scared for me. They said, no, Harry, don't do it, Harry. I said, mama, I got to do it. Nothing but death can keep me from it. And my daddy, he found up on the truth. They weren't supporters of what I was doing, not even my brothers and my sisters. And definitely left my husband. I had to leave him behind because he got all afraid and scary about the whole notion. But that should never stop you when you got a mind to do something. You should not have to wait to get a confirmation from your family members. It's very, very important that you understand that. Once you made your mind up that you're going to overturn this here thing called slavery, and it's going on in your prison cell too, and that's where it has taken root and moved its way out of the cotton fields and into these prison systems. That's a new form of slavery. So I want to say this to y'all. Harry's getting up in age. I can't keep coming back here telling y'all how to do this modern day Underground Railroad. I see the young children, they coming forward. They want to be a part of this. They want to lead this caravan. Let them lead it. The children shall rise up and call you glory, because you got to pass the baton and tell them the story. You got to tell them the story of the ancestors and show them how to do it. Let them lead the way, because, see, you are decreasing and they are increasing. It's very vital, very, 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 very vital that you learn about the Geechee people, how strong they were. and then their conviction, how committed they were. Learn something about the Gita language, because the Gita language ain't nothing to be laughing about. It's the language that got them through, because nobody could understand what they were saying, and they passed on messages like that. And them overseers was lost in that language because they thought it was a sea of confusion. But you knew what you were talking about. Keep talking the Gita language, and it'll get you through, because you should have a private language anyhow that no other outside nationality knows about. Now, keep your language. More than anything come out of these materialistic things, let those things go, because they're going to perish. Now it's time for you to pool your monies together, the little bit of precious metals that you got, and begin to build a storehouse of your own banks. Have your own self-banks by going through these whole life policies. I know about them because when in my spirit, the ancestors told me this is going to be the thing we need to put our money away in. Because, see, pretty soon your money won't be no good on the market. And you're going to have to know how to maintain a middle class income. Because those of you who they have no more use for, no more use for, they're going to prepare you for a place to go if they cannot benefit from your work and your time. And we have $1 trillion purchasing power, and you know it. We have the $1 trillion, $10 million, or $1 trillion purchasing power in what we purchase, because we are the wonders of the world, the 7 wonders of the world, because if we don't spend money, this currency will not get moved on this earth, and we are the ones who are keeping the economic going. This is National Women's Day. And on behalf of National Women's Day, I want to say hello to all you women out there. And I want to say to the leaders especially, if you got a head coming spirit like I got, pick up your mantle and begin to lead the women, because the women need to have a message too. It seems like the women have been the only ones that will do something, that ain't afraid. And they have been the only leaders that have been so successful. I know you say that, had I've done a lot of things, and well, I was a nurse, and I was also a military person, and I fed the poor and worked and help the sick. Yes, I know this, but I must put my spirit in a lot of other people that are left back here, like you women, National Women's Day. And on behalf of National Women's Day, I want to say to you that we have to lift up our voices and show the house of Jacob their transgressions. We have to lift our voices, and we have to be able to speak into the lives of those who are afraid, and that is some of our brothers right now. We have to give them the unction and the spirit they need to stand tall, and we have to stand beside them. Even though John wasn't able to stand with me, and he wasn't able to help and carry the caravan, I had many other men that stood behind me that gave me the unction that I needed. Let's sing Lift Every Voice and Sing. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmony of liberty till our rejoices rise. Loud as a rolling sea, let us march on till victory is won. Now, from time to time, I want y'all to sing that song to your children. It is one of our movement songs. It is very vital that we remember the foundation. While we were yet in the trenches, what helped us through. Our fight songs will help us through and will encourage us. Now, I want to say to all those women out there and overseas and other countries that this is a new day for women. Even though Hillary did not win that presidency, Hillary led the vote, and she had the vote in her hand. And I want you to remember that women have a special place in society, and that we will make the movement, and we will stand on the front line, and we will win. Now, as you go on to watch this series that will be premiered on television, just remember that ain't Harriet. There's some other body, somebody else with the fight spirit. Now, you got to create your own head, tell me, and you got to run with the message. Now, run on. It's going to be an uphill journey. I know it is, but you can make it through. You can make it through. Now, on this National Day, we want to thank every one of our leaders that are females, that are about to go forward to do the work. And we want to encourage you to keep your head up. Lift your head up. Up, you mighty race. You can accomplish what you will. Now, I say go forward. You've just been listening to Had Tubman in the Channeling Spirit. And I say to God be the glory. And may you go on with your spirit and lift up Had Tubman's spirit on the way. Oh, double and baba boy to you, y'all. Good evening.